Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Hi, this is Alex Ruggieri, and welcome to Commercial Connections Podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. I have a very special guest, Mr. Daniel H. Lesser. He is the president and CEO of LW Hospitality Advisors, LLC, and he brings more than 30 years of expertise in a wide range of hospitality, operational investment counseling, valuation, advisory, and transactional services. He is a leading international authority on hotel feasibility and valuation, and he is a highly sought-after speaker for the lodging industry and real estate events throughout the United States. Prior to founding LWHA, Mr. Lesser created and served as the Senior Managing Director, Industry Leader of the Hospitality and Gaming Valuation Advisory Services Group at C.B. Richard Ellis Hotels. Prior to joining CBRE, Mr. Lesser founded and led the Hospitality and Gaming Group at Cushman & Wakefield and was a founding member of the team at HVS International. Mr. Lesser has also held operational administrative positions with Hilton Hotels Corporation and Eurotels Switzerland. Welcome to the call today.
Thank you so much, Alex. Great to be here.
Well, I am just delighted that we have the opportunity to do this. Just before we started, I was reviewing a call that I had been on where you were talking about this very topic, and it was so informative and just so, for me, I thought, wow, wouldn't this be great to have Dan come on and share with our commercial practitioners all this wonderful information that you were sharing on that call. And so I'm just delighted that you're with us, and maybe we can talk a little bit about the hotel industry and get your perspective. I know we've been through some ups and downs in the last couple of years. Where have we been with hotels?
Well, that's a great question, Alex. The hotel business is definitely fairly volatile. But before we talk about specifics about where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going in the future, yeah, I think it's important just to kind of take a minute to sort of drill down on the space and understand for a moment what makes hotels really a very different commercial real estate asset class.
Sure.
When you compare them with office buildings, shopping centers, residential, they really are different. Hotels are much more than bricks and mortar real estate. They're going business concerns as well, and the two are very intertwined. The business is very intertwined with the bricks and mortar real estate. They're very complicated operating businesses that are very labor and management intensive. And frankly, hotels have very high operating costs, unlike other forms of commercial real estate that are typically encumbered by long-term creditworthy tenancies. I just mentioned, you know, office, shopping centers, and the like. You know, hotels have to lease up guest rooms every single night, which makes them highly volatile. You know, as many know, the repricing of guest rooms is something that occurs continuously, very similar to the airline industry. Hotel rooms are a perishable commodity. A hotel room that goes empty for a night can never be resold again.
Interesting comparison. Yeah, I see that.
Well,
yeah.
An airplane that takes off with an empty seat, it can never be resold again either. And, the name of the game in the airline industry is yield management. And frankly, that's the name of the game in the hotel industry as well. It's all about yield management. So you can't just look at occupancy in a vacuum, and you also cannot look at average room rate in a vacuum. You really need to look at what's called RevPAR, or revenue per available room. which is frankly the combination of occupancy and rate, but we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Just sort of dialing back a second, the uniqueness of hotels and the volatility having to do with the repricing, you know, with technology being what it is today, again, similar to airline seats, the pricing of guest rooms changes second by second. You know, before technology, it used to be day by day. It is now second by second. In an upmarket, when you're able to change your rates and raise your rates in an upmarket, it's an absolute blessing to be able to do that, right? In a down market, it's a curse. I always like to stop and consider the events around September 11th. You know, on September 10th, the outlook for hotels in Lower Manhattan was obviously very different than the outlook for hotels on September 12th.
Sure.
And surely the economics that were being driven by hotels in Lower Manhattan, Manhattan in general, on September 12th was quite different than on September 10th. But again, if you go back and think about, you know, office buildings with creditworthy tenants, right, they were paying their rent on September 10th and September 12th.
Yep, yep.
So to me,
that's
That's a really good example. You know, hotels are also very complicated investments that are heavily influenced by multiple parties, each of which may have competing and or complementary interests in the underlying property. So, you know, many people, you know, outside the space think that, you know, Marriott owns all their hotels or Hilton owns their hotels, and nothing could be farther from the case. You know, Marriott and Hilton at this point are branding entities, branding and management entities that provide brand identification. They also provide management services, specialized obviously for hotels, reservation systems. But for all intents and purposes, they don't own real estate. And so you have, you know, real estate owners, you have franchisors, you have operators, and again, there are multiple parties, you know, each of which, again, may have competing, possibly complementary interests, depending on how a deal is structured. Finally, you know, the industry is very dependent on uncontrollable intermediaries, such as airlines, also internet travel sites, OTAs, online travel agents. These are uncontrollable, you know, outside issues that the hotel industry really, you know, has to deal with. Hotels on islands, right? Think about Puerto Rico and Hawaii, right? If there were planes not flying to those locations, the hotels would have an issue filling up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's an example of that I'm trying to, you know,
yeah,
put out here. So in summary, volatility and risk are clearly the key attributes to the hotel sector. Now, you asked me about where we have been and where we are today and what the outlook is. You know, obviously from the Great Recession that we've experienced here in the United States and the pricing volatility that we talked about vis-a-vis the hotel industry, the business really took it on the chin, you know, in 2008, 2009, with demand declining, occupancy declining. We had a couple of years where rates, room rates also declined. It was quite dramatic. Today, you know, when we look at the drivers of the fundamentals of the hotel industry, you know, the economy today it's expanding, you know, albeit at a somewhat of a tepid pace. You know, 40 some odd months ago, it was clearly contracting. You know, back in 2009, we were experiencing, you know, significant numbers of job losses. You know, now we're seeing some, you know, very modest job growth. We're definitely seeing much better consumer and business spending at this point. And most importantly is up until very recently, we've seen a fairly muted amount of new supply in the hotel space. We're now starting to see a bit of supply in some markets more than others. You know, clearly the industry rebound, you know, when you look at operating metrics today, you know, all the operating metrics are in positive territory for about 2 years now, and it's clearly expected to continue into the next couple of years. So demand is up, occupancy is up, average daily rates are up, revenue per available room is up, And again, supply is also up, but at a very modest pace. So where we are right now is really a sweet spot. And barring any unforeseen catastrophe that could have an instant negative effect on the business, you know, most folks anticipate a continued rise in this up market.
Wow. Well, that sounds encouraging. And I'm just curious, what kinds of things would you counsel, say, to our commercial practitioners who are listening on this call who think, hey, you know, maybe I should get involved in this kind of asset sale? Do you have any words of advice for someone like that?
Yes, I would say it's a little difficult to dabble in the hotel space because it is a very fluid it's a very fluid market, and because of the complexities of the market and the rapid changes that occur with you know, new brands and new products coming to market. You know, the business is forever evolving and changing. We talk about technology. You know, it's really interesting if you consider the various strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to the industry, and I could talk a little bit about those. There's one item that kind of sticks out that really is applicable under all four of those quadrants, and that's rapidly changing technology. You know, it could be perceived as a strength for the industry because it obviously creates efficiencies, right? It could also be perceived as a weakness of the industry because, you know, we talked about the OTAs or online travel agencies. You know, let's face it, there is clearly has been and continues to be a struggle between these online travel agencies. You know, who really don't know a whole lot about the hotel business. They are technology companies, but there's been a wrestle with the hotel industry for control of inventory, right?
There's been a disruption in the industry because of that technology.
Absolutely, and you know, the hotel business was a little slow to react to the Priceline and Expedias of the world, but you know, they have now reacted quite strongly for quite some time now. But there's still a struggle going on in terms of, you know, control of frankly, the most profitable aspect of the hotel business, and that's the room side of the business.
Well, we're running a little shy on time. I wish we had another half hour or an hour, because the sheer knowledge that you have and your willingness to share it is just fantastic, and I hope folks are kind of taking notes or will go back and re-listen. In the last minute, if we can, if someone really did want to specialize, and I think that's where you were recommending that maybe, you know, if you're going to do this, do it and specialize in, and they wanted to learn more, do you have some suggestions on how our commercial practitioners could maybe get educated, learn a little bit more, and get involved in the hotel industry?
You know, there are numerous hotel investment conferences around the country throughout the year. There are really two granddaddies of them all, and that's the NYU Hotel Investment Conference in June, which is held in New York. It's in early June. And then the other conference is called the America's Lodging Investment Summit. It's held in Los Angeles every year in January. Those are really the two big worldwide events for hotel investors, intermediaries, and anybody who's involved in the hotel space from a real estate perspective, from a deal perspective, is at these conferences. And I would suggest that if anybody who wants to, you know, get involved in the space, if you're on the West Coast, attend the America's Lodging Investment Conference. If you're on the East Coast, attend the New York University Investment Conference. Great contacts, great information, and, you know, you'll really learn a lot about the business.
Fantastic. Dan, I cannot thank you enough for sharing with us today. We have been listening to Daniel Lesser, the president and CEO of LW Hospitality Advisors. Dan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Alex. Pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.